everyone. This is Chef Leisha. Welcome to The Mindful Chef, a podcast where you can get all sorts of information regarding health and wellness in the BIPOC community. I talk about health and wellness and agriculture and food insecurity and all of that, everything in between. So I'm here. I'm happy that you are here to learn and grow with me, and I hope you enjoy it. Today's topic, we're going to talk about diet culture. Diet culture is one of my favorite topics to talk about because there's so much to uncover. And today, what I want to cover in diet culture is binge eating, number one, but also number two, the marketing of your health and wellness. There are egregious companies out there right now that are preying upon your desire to want to be healthier, to want to take care of yourself, and they are using mind tricks to get you sucked in to buying products that don't work and that will trick you into thinking that you have to stay stuck in this cycle in order for you to achieve your health and wellness goals. First of all, the number one reason why diet culture is a lie is because most people never fit into what the actual standard of beauty is according to diet culture. There is a standard of beauty that is unrealistic for the masses, and this is what diet culture appeases, and it uses patriarchy and systemic oppression in order to achieve that. And unfortunately, lately I've seen a lot of BIPOC folks who are also deeply embedded into this, and it takes their position from being the victim of an oppressive tactic and puts them in the front seat, the driver's seat of elitism and classism of their own people. I just said a whole lot of $5 words, y'all, and I just want to be able to dissect that a little bit to clarify for those of you who are like, how is this all connected? Well, without naming names, there are tons of multi-level marketing organizations and companies out there that are producing health and wellness products that are for sale. These products are for sale underneath the multi-level marketing companies because what they want to do is get the masses to buy into the need that you need their product on a consistent rolling basis in order to be healthy and well. And the person who sells it to you is an agent of that organization. And that person gets paid based on the number of people they are able to convince that there is something wrong with you and therefore you need this product in order to survive. There is not a single physician that you can ever truly trust who would endorse any of these products. And yet here we are. It's a $1 billion industry, the supplement industry, and it is unregulated. And there are claims that these products really do wonderful things for your body when all they do is continue to perpetuate the actual view that diet culture has positioned as the ultimate look of a healthy and well person. 90% of Americans do not fit within that prescribed look. And that is why the industry makes $1 billion a year. It is because none of us fit there. And yet we buy products to try to push ourselves into that mold to fit there. One of the ways that we do that is we get excited about food, and there's this habit, we'll eat a certain way all week, and then here comes the weekend. Weekend comes and we eat a bunch of trash food. I mean, just awful. Now y'all know this is me making fun of the term trash food because I don't believe in none of that. But this is what the mindset is, right? We will eat very strict all week long, and then on the weekend, here comes the fried stuff, the greasy stuff, the cheesy stuff, all of the things. And then Sunday night, to prepare for the week ahead, you take a pill, you drink a shake, you drink some tea, you do whatever the things you do that will land you in the restroom as your quote unquote cleanse or reset, so that you can start the week all over again. I hate to break it to you, but you all are participating in diet culture to the tune of an actual eating disorder. You may not have been diagnosed with one, but that is the behavior of those who have eating disorders. The type that you see a therapist and a nutritionist and a dietitian and a physician for to treat, to get rid of it. Why? Because it is not healthy for any individual to follow such a strict plan Monday through Friday and then quote unquote cheat on the weekend. And then engage in dangerous behavior like consuming diuretics, which is what these products are, in order to reset your body for the week ahead so that you can continue to eat quote unquote clean again. This is not a sustainable way of carrying on. It's not a sustainable method of health and wellness, and it doesn't actually help you. It doesn't. It perpetuates poor body image. It perpetuates poor cooking habits and a lack of understanding of actual nutrition. And you're supporting a $1 billion industry based on what you say you don't believe in to begin with. Because if you ask most people, they'll say, well, I don't believe in the standard of beauty. And yet here you are chasing it every single week when you do your meal prep of your grilled chicken and your broccoli and your brown rice all week long, hating life because you're not eating what you would rather enjoy eating. And then you wait until Friday and you eat all the things. And then by Sunday, you're drinking that tea and you're in the bathroom to prepare for the week ahead. This is eating disorder behavior. And that is where we get the phrase disordered eating, because until you've been diagnosed with an eating disorder, it's kind of not okay to just tell somebody, hey, you got an eating disorder. You have poor body image. You're supporting a $1 billion industry while you're doing this. I was listening to a Clubhouse. And as I always do, y'all know I love Clubhouse. There was someone who is employed by one of those multi-level marketing organizations that have the pills, the shakes, the drinks. And this is what he said when somebody accused him of being a scammer. He said, scam stands for still confused about money. See, what he was trying to say is that his way to financial freedom as a black man is to engage in these types of business practices and bring everybody else along with him, because there are two things that are true. Too many black people are overweight and too many black people don't have enough money. These Jedi mind tricks are the reason why some people stay in the matrix of diet culture. Because of the elitist attitude that this is the only way for black men to make money, number one. And then the erroneous attitude and lack of understanding of what health disparities actually look like by claiming that too many black people are overweight. And so now I have the solution for you. I'm going to suggest that you participate in disordered eating so I can get rich and you can get thin. What typically happens is they never get thin. You never get thin. You'll drop a few pounds because you are in pursuit of health, after all. You're going to drink more water. You're going to eat more vegetables, and you might even move your body a little bit more. But guess what? Those things, the result of those things, are typically better lab results and minimal weight loss because you're pursuing health. When you are in pursuit of health and you do the things to pursue health, you can't just pinpoint one thing that is the end all be all. So you will take your supplements, drink your water, eat your vegetables, and start to move more. You can do those things without taking those harmful, unregulated substances that nobody knows anything about and making someone rich in the process. You can save your money for yourself, take walks for yourself, drink water for yourself, eat vegetables for yourself, and then you do not have to punish yourself every single weekend because you enjoy Taco Tuesday. Food is more than just nourishment. It is celebration. It is life. It is everything in between. We have to eat to live. So you may as well learn how to enjoy the things you eat while simultaneously pursuing health at the pace that makes sense. And not consider, not ever put the image of systemic oppression above the one you see in the mirror. That's really all I got for today. Short and simple, but still relevant. This is my call to action for you. Abstain from those products. Whether you get them in a health food store or through an individual with a multi-level marketing company, and so on and so forth. Most of us can drastically improve the condition of our health by eating fruits and vegetables and drinking water and moving more. That's how we improve it. And we don't even have to get into the conversation about organic versus conventional. Because at the end of the day, the majority of us are still not drinking enough water or consuming enough fruits and vegetables for our health to be at its optimal level. So we're going to start with the basics. And we're going to start with what you can afford and what you have access to. And we're going to enjoy it. You're going to season your food with love. And you're going to eat it and enjoy it. And you're still going to be healthy. Because whatever they said to you before is a lie. And it's a lie simply so that they can take your money and keep you in that mind loop where you still think that you are inferior. So I'm here to tell you today, back away from the diet culture madness. Don't entertain anybody that tells you that the way you were born and created in your skin is wrong, that it needs fixing, and that you gotta do something about it. Because the only thing we need to do about it is take care of the vessels that we've been given. And the care that we give it depends upon each individual. There's no one prescription for everyone. That's my time today. I thank you for being here with me. If you have time at the end of this podcast, please share it with your friends and your family. Follow me on social media. You can find me at Chef Felicia everywhere, the Oakland girl. You spell my name L-I-E-S-H-A, and I'm here for you. Just reach out. Also, know that I'm always looking for guests for my show so that we can get into some nitty-gritty topics together and the listeners can hear your voice, your story, your perspective. All right, that's my time for today, but keep it mindful. Talk to you later.